Hey, what's up, guys and girls? Welcome back to Behind the Sign Acting Advice, where there is hopefully some good advice for actors. I like to share what I've learned over the last about 12 years in the entertainment industry. And today, I wanted to give you an example of something, one thing that has always helped me, always, to get an offer from a talent agent to sign with their company. And that is confidence. Okay, so when you go into a meeting with a prospective talent agent, right? Now, usually now they're on Zoom or even over the phone. I just had one. I'm living down in the Caribbean now, and I just was on the phone with an agent over in Puerto Rico. When you speak to or meet with a talent agent or a manager, the typical reaction that, you know, the agent or manager expects out of the actor is, you know, the desire to want to be signed. So kind of being, you know, not begging, but seeing the actor want to have this offer, right? So what I'm saying is that the agent is typically expecting the actor to come into the meeting with the ball being in the agent's court and the actor having to convince the agent that they should be part of the team. Well, you don't have to look at it that way, okay? Your agent or manager makes money when you book a job. And look, you are a totally unique, I always say it, totally unique and awesome actor. There's no one else out there like you. That agent can make a lot of money off of you. So what you got to do is, in a short period of time, walk in there basically with the idea in your mind that it doesn't really matter what happens. If they don't want you, someone else will. And look, I understand that can, you know, you don't want to overdo it here, right? You don't want to get like cocky or overconfident. But if you present kindness and confidence, showing that, look, I know I'm good at this. I'm a great actor. I'm just using an example here, you know, saying things like, I can offer this to your agency. This is what I do. I'm great at it. You know, do you want to take it or leave it? And honestly, guys and girls, I can't guarantee every single time, but 9 times out of 10, in my experience, it always will result in this sort of dynamic shift of the ball then being in the actor's court of having the decision, do I even want to work with this agent? That's what how you got to look at it. Honestly, it's like, I always compare it to this. It's like dating, okay? You deserve to be with someone awesome, just like the prospective date deserves to be with someone awesome. You don't have to go into a situation being like, oh, please, you know, take me, like, you know, date me, sign me as an actor. No, you don't do that. You are enough. You have to show the agent that you're confident in who you are and in your abilities as an actor, and project a sense of, you know, confidence and clarity that you know what you're doing and that you're going to be okay, whether or not they think that, you know, they want to work with you. So the next time that you have, or the first time, if you've never had a meeting with a talent agent before, when you go into a meeting with an agent, what I would suggest is to create, you know, a backstory for yourself. As an actor, we're good at that, right? Create a backstory that you've got several agents and managers who already want to sign you. And hey, that actually might be the case. You know, if you've got like three meetings signed or lined up, one of them's probably going to, you know, want to work with you. Usually people, the agents don't, you know, sign up random meetings unless they're interested based off your headshot or experience. Go in there with a backstory of understanding that, okay, I've already got an offer, so this doesn't really matter either way. Now, I mean that, you know, figuratively speaking. Of course, it matters, but it's not, it's like any audition, too. You have to go in there understanding that it's not the end of the world. You know, you're not desperate for anyone to help you or to sign you. You're enough just as you are, and you're going to make it no matter what. So going in there with confidence is, I would say, honestly, like 95% of securing a talent agent. Of course, your experience and training and personality and your overall type, you know, has a lot to do with it. They might decide that it's just not the right fit, and that's okay. But don't go in there desperate, because you are way better than that. Okay. You're enough. Go in there with confidence. Understand that you have what it takes, and just project that. If you have to take on a character to do that, you're an actor, you can do it. All right, guys and girls, please subscribe to the channel, share this with your actor friends, and let me know, you know, on my social media. It's at Jesse Daly on YouTube, Jesse Daly 47 on Instagram. Let me know how this goes, you know, if you have a meeting with an agent. And, you know, really just also, I'll also say before I wrap this episode up, just ask, you know, how the agent is, you know, like take control of this meeting is what I'm saying. You know, like, you're in there as an equal. You're not beneath or above this agent. You're there to find someone as a partner, just like a date, you know, or a prospective partner, you know, a relationship. You are there to work with each other, and you just have to show that you're confident enough to know that you are really good at what you do, and you're confident in who you are. And you should be, because, again, you're totally unique and you're awesome. So go in there and let me know how it goes and live it up. Have a great day.